This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the Derek Chauvin trial nears an end in Minneapolis and the death of George Floyd, the Biden administration is privately weighing how to handle the upcoming verdict. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The White House is preparing for the possibility of unrest if Chauvin's found not guilty.
We're in touch with states, with governors, with mayors.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the goal is to ensure there's space for peaceful protest. The administration's considering whether President Biden should address the nation after a verdict. The aftermath will be a key test for him, since he's both pledged to fight racism in policing and cast himself as a police ally. Psaki would not say whether a not guilty verdict would disappoint the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
During a Monday news briefing, the head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said the world can bring the global COVID-19 pandemic under control in the coming months, provided it distributes the necessary resources fairly. However, he also expressed concern over the alarming rate of which COVID-19 is spreading in those aged 25 to 59 worldwide, possibly due to much more contagious variants. Britain's health minister, Matt Hancock, says India is being added to its travel red list after detecting 103 cases of a coronavirus variant first identified in the country. UK and Irish residents and British citizens who've been in India in the past 10 days before their arrival will need complete hotel quarantine for 10 days from the time of arrival. The rules come into force at Friday, 4 a.m. local time, according to Hancock. India on Monday registered nearly 274,000 new daily infections and more than